Just wanted to see if you caught any of the Columbus Calgary Fire Wagon hockey on Tuesday night after we spoke earlier that day.
I didn't see the game, but obviously I saw the highlights, and there was a lengthy highlight pack with all those goals. I mean, you don't see too many games like that ever league wide, and you know, I think it's a sign that the Flames, and maybe not just because of that one game, but that their ability to score goals in bunches and at times, and you know, a real dangerous offensive team. And I think they're starting to get a little respect in that way. And I know certainly they left an imprint on you know, Sergei Bobrovsky and John Tortorella and company there with that outing in Columbus.
Yeah, rest in peace, Bobrovsky's goals against average. That it was nice, I'm sure, at one point, but that's going to be tough to recover from. Just a thought on the stat that stood out to me and a lot of others, and it's not novel or anything crazy. Like, we've all heard it 1,000 times now, but the fact that they have 4 5-goal periods and the rest of the NHL combined has 3, I mean, it really does yell the statement, this is an offensively elite group, and I don't know that we've been able to say that about a Calgary Flames team, at least since with authority, since like the late 80s, early 90s, when this was one of the best teams in the NHL every single year. But this is a franchise that's really had a tough time scoring for much of its history since the mid-90s, where, you know, it's only made it through the first round twice over that span.
Right. And what's weird to me is that, you know, obviously there are some new faces there, but, you know, a lot of the scoring's been done by guys you'd expect. Maybe even almost still some surprise that James Neal hasn't found a way to be more impactful in the offensive department, just given all the goals he scored as an NHL player. So it makes me wonder why it hasn't happened before, where we've you know, in these last year or two with this team and having so many young, dynamic players. But, you know, they're definitely in that conversation. I mean, I just see it now with the way other teams talk about playing the Flames and being, you know, concerned that if you, you know, get away from your game or, you know, take too many penalties, that you're going to get in, you know, some trouble real quick. And, you know, that stat might be a little bit weird, but, you know, scoring 5 goals in a period is serious business. And then to do it 4 times in the first 28 games or whatever that, you know, Calgary's at, I mean, that's bonkers. And I think that alone will get people's attention, knowing that you really got to buckle down defensively when you're playing that team.